Hi there, how are you today?
Good. What
Good.
Can I do for you?
I'm just passing by real quick. I'm out here with Point. Are
Okay.
you the homeowner here?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We've been treating a couple of the people here in the area. I'm sure you guys already have somebody
yeah,
coming
we got
by.
Viking, yeah.
Sure, yeah. I've talked
Yeah.
to a lot of people that have Viking here in
Okay.
the area. Is it mainly for like the ants and spiders they've been treating for?
Yeah.
Things like that?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Have you
Yeah,
guys
the
had
wolf
them?
spiders,
The
yeah.
wolf spiders, yeah, these guys. Do you guys get those more like in the basement
Yeah, yeah,
before? Do you
yeah.
guys have a pool in the back?
No.
Okay, sometimes people get them in their pool skimmers every once
Oh
in a
yeah.
while.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
no, I don't have them.
Okay. Well, yeah, these guys have been pretty common here in this area.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the a couple people down the road here. Do you know Mary, the Francis's, or Michelle?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, the Bilowskis. We just barely finished up with their homes earlier
Okay.
today. Most people here haven't had any major issues. I know Viking, like, they come out, they treat, like, around the foundation
Right,
and
right,
around,
right.
like, the doorways and windows, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do all that as well.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Point before?
Only because I think you do Halverson's across the street.
Right, okay. Yeah, we've treated quite a few people here in the area.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what we've been doing, we're a little bit smaller of a company. We're a family-owned
Okay.
business.
Okay.
And right now, we're having to work a lot harder to compete with those bigger guys.
Okay.
So we've been including all of our specialized pets for free. So
Okay.
like those carpenter ants, you know, those bigger black
Mm-hmm.
ones?
Yeah, I know what they are.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had that treatment
When we
before?
first moved in, we had the carpenter ant
Okay.
thing done, yeah.
Yeah, because I know Viking does charge more for that. It's like separate, right? They have the pest
Yeah,
control and then they
yeah,
have
I
the
think they
one-time.
do, yeah.
Right. Yeah, these guys, the reason why a lot of companies charge more is because you have to use a termiticide around the foundation called Termidor.
Okay.
Same product they use for termites because they do the exact same kind of damage.
Okay.
But these guys, we have been including free because we've been treating a lot more people here in the area. We're saving on gas and time. So
Okay.
we're able to include things like this.
Okay.
The carpenter bees, have you guys ever heard of those before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, do you guys get those every once in a while?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure do.
Where do you see those more?
I see those in my fence and on my playground. They got a little
Oh, you guys got the playset in the
wood
back?
playset, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is Viking treating for those at all?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
Okay.
Not positive.
I don't know if you know the Kozimbos just
Yes,
up
I
there.
do know them.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's how you got their
Yeah,
their name
the
right there.
Kozimbos.
Yep.
Yep, we just barely treated their home there on
Okay.
Camden as well. They had Viking. They just barely switched over as well.
Okay.
Not because they were getting a bad service, just because
Right.
they weren't getting that playset treated for those carpenter bees,
Uh-huh.
and then they weren't getting the carpenter ant treatment either, or a tick treatment. Do you guys know if they're treating for the ticks at all here?
No, we're definitely not getting a
Okay.
tick treatment now.
Okay. Because you guys get the deer running through here often?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't treat for deer or anything like that.
Yeah, no. I don't
But
expect that. I don't want to kill the deer.
Yeah. But the deer ticks, we have been
Yeah.
treating for those. We're extending our barrier 10 feet out in the grass and mulch areas around the entire home.
Okay.
We're just trying to help decrease that
My
population.
Kids roll around in the grass, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
That's a problem.
Okay, well, that's how a lot of people get the ticks on them.
Yeah, but then they get the cancer, so I don't know which is worse.
You just have to decide. No, that's it.
I know, I'm just
Yeah.
I'm just
have you guys, do you guys have a pet here?
Yeah, a cat, but she's in
Okay.
the
Have you heard of Frontline for pets that they
Mm-hmm,
use for the
yeah.
ticks?
Mm-hmm.
The product we use, the granular, has a lot of the same properties as Frontline. It's very
Okay.
pet and kid friendly.
Okay.
Like, if we could get rid of all the bugs in one time, we would, but we would have to use something very lethal.
Yeah.
But the products that we use are very soft. They're meant for residential areas.
Wait 1 minute. Okay, I'll be right with that.
So, like, for these guys, like, the carpenter bees and the wasps, like, I can show you out here. You can see sometimes those up here in the fascia boards,
Uh-huh.
a lot of times those carpenter bees will get under there and make
Yeah.
those nests, like, up in the fascia boards, making those holes, and as
Uh-huh.
well as, like, the playsets as well. Any open
Right.
wood they can find, they'll go for that.
Right.
And then you can see the wasp nest up there in the,
Oh, yeah, I see it.
the
Yeah,
window frame
on
there.
the window?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, these guys, like, a lot of times people will get them making nests in different areas up here in the eaves. You can see these soffits have those grooves going up inside there.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will get them going through there and making nests internally inside
Okay.
the walls of the home.
Okay.
So we come and spray under these main floor soffits here, and then we have a brush that extends 25 feet up. We come and knock down all the cobwebs out of the eaves for you.
Okay.
Any of those egg sacs, because you know how the spiders have those egg sacs up
Right,
there.
right, right.
When they hatch, hundreds of those little spiders are able to crawl up inside there.
Okay. What? I'll be in a minute. I'm almost done.
So we come and knock all those out.
Yes, 1 minute. Yes, 1 minute. Yes, 1 minute.
So we come and knock all those out around the entire home. We just clean the eaves out. Do you know if Viking's doing that for you guys?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then inside the home, this is the thing that really sets us apart from other companies, is we don't treat the baseboards anymore, like Viking and a lot of companies still do.
Okay.
We're using new technology. It's an injection system.
Okay.
And we treat right under the sinks, right where that pipe goes in the wall there.
Okay.
We inject the product into the wall, because you know how that moisture will attract a lot of those ants?
Yeah.
Especially the carpenter ants. They'll nest inside there for about 4 or 5 years. Then when they overpopulate the area, that's when people start seeing them.
Okay.
So we're trying to make sure it doesn't get to that point.
Gotcha.
So we treat into the walls under the kitchen sink, under the bathroom sinks, and then is your basement finished or unfinished?
No, it's unfinished.
Okay, did you ever see some of those spiders down there?
I see this guy.
Oh, the centipede.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah.
I see that guy, too.
Okay, and you guys have seen these recently?
No, not recently. Usually in the fall.
In the fall time?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This guy is usually like springtime. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, these guys, the predators, the centipedes and the spiders, usually when you see those, you know there's ants somewhere close by because they have that food source.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So we get rid of their food source inside the walls with that injection system, and these guys start decreasing as the year goes down. But we also do spot treat in the basement in the unfinished areas. I don't know if you know the Bowalskis, Roman. Mm-hmm. They just barely moved in about a year ago down there on Michelle.
Yeah, no, I don't know them.
They'd been getting a lot of these things in the basement as well.
Okay.
So we did that for them as well. And then we do the full exterior to keep those insects from coming in.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I'm the route manager. I just set up times for my technicians to come out. And we're just trying to fill some spots up while we're here in the area.
Okay.
We are doing basically half price. We're doing a 40% discount.
Okay.
Do you know the last time Viking came and treated the home for you guys?
Maybe a month or so ago. I'm not positive.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when we treat a home for the first time, normally we do 5 treatments. We come the first time, and then we do come a month later to kill those eggs that are hatching.
Okay.
So they're not laying more eggs. Mm-hmm. Then after that, it's just quarterly. But for you guys, for those that, like, I've switched about 10 people over in the last couple days from Viking as well. But what we do for our switchovers is, like, we can drop it down to 4, because they just recently got most of those active adults around the home.
Okay.
But all those eggs that are hatching now, we can come and kill them on our first service, so that's why I can drop it down to 4.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were to get the service here, what would be the main thing you'd want us to focus on here?
The main thing? I don't know. See, the reason why we even started with Viking is when we bought the house is we had the carpenter
ants. Okay.
Well, we haven't had that problem since then.
But they haven't been treating for it, right? They've just...
I think we had it one other time, because we're here almost 8, 10 years, so maybe we had it done another time, like it was done the first time when we first moved in.
Right.
And then maybe we've had it done another time, I'm not positive.
Okay.
My husband would know better.
Okay.
And and then the only other thing is mice, but I have a feeling we're not going to have as many mice once those houses are... back there.
Right. Well, sometimes actually when there's construction, it messes with their environment.
Right.
So sometimes they'll start moving to other places for shelter. That's what has happened in the past that I've seen.
We haven't had,
it's usually
like
in the
when we first moved in, it was like the winter time.
Winter,
it felt like we were being invaded.
Yeah, last winter was pretty warm.
We didn't have an issue last winter.
Yeah, people didn't have them too bad. But that is something we do cover. Does Viking treat for those?
Yeah, we got the little
bait back. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
These we do cover in our standard service as well. But those carpenter ants, I know you guys aren't seeing too much right now, which is good.
Yeah.
But usually people don't when they have a nest inside, because they'll nest inside there for a couple of years before they even start coming out.
Okay.
So that's why we do the protection anyways. And that's something we have been including free. That is the same product they use, the same treatment.
Okay.
We're just doing it free with our service because it's kind of our group promotion we have here. You guys just end up getting caught up in the group promotion. So we can offer that for these homes here.
Okay.
So those guys, the carpenter bees, would you guys want us to treat the place set for those?
Yeah, I guess so. That's a millipede. We saw a whole bunch of those when we were hiking. And we were hiking somewhere. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Okay. Yeah, people call these thousand-leggers because they got a little bit more of the legs. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before in my life. I'm like, look at that fat worm. And the kids were picking up. I'm like, oh, my God, that's legs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, yeah, we do treat for things like that because a lot of these things will nest in the mulch areas. And so we do that foundational treatment. We treat around all the doorways and windows around the entire main floor of the house.
And how about, the chemicals that you're using? What are you using?
Yeah, good question. We use that Termidor for the foundational treatment, same product they use for the carpenter ants.
Okay.
We use a product called Bison out in the grass and mulch areas for the ticks and fleas. It has a lot of the same properties as Frontline.
Okay.
Inside the home, we use a product called Phantom. And they're all very pet and kid friendly. Like I said, if we could get rid of them, we would have to use something very lethal.
Right.
But we're using Yeah, we're using a lot of the same products as Viking, basically, but we're doing a lot more than what they do because we're not charging any extra for things like that. Does that make sense? That's why we've had so many people get with us recently.
Right.
But I'm just filling up these spots that we have open. I believe we have one like open tomorrow, a couple tomorrow as well that we're still trying to fill. Are you guys going to be home tomorrow?
I won't be, but my husband will be here, actually, and he's probably the better person to talk to.
Sure. Well, the inside takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The outside is about 25 to 30 minutes, so all we need is, like, when my technician comes, is about 5 minutes of his time just to explain it to him. But I can have my technician out here for you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
As well.
Do you have, like, an estimate?
Yeah.
How
big is the home here in square feet?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
How many bathrooms are there here?
We have three.
Okay. It's probably between 2,000 and 3,000 square feet.
2.5, actually.
Yeah.
2.5. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what most people
are saying. Yeah, we're not any bigger than that.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Most people have been saying that. So for this size of home, normally it's that 195 for that initial, and then those quarterlies are at the 115.
Okay. 1 minute.
And usually that's for just the standard pests like mice and rats, ants, spiders, centipedes, silverfish.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, for you guys, I can drop that initial completely.
Okay.
And then those quarterlies, I'm dropping down to the 105 per treatment.
Okay.
And then that is including the entire premium service. So the carpenter ants, we're not charging any extra for those.
Okay, don't do that. Kev, don't do that.
The tick treatment as well, we do it for the protection of the kids and the pets.
Okay.
That is included free.
Okay.
The web away service for the spiders, it's just manual labor. We come and get rid of those for you. That's free.
Okay.
And those wasps, the yellow jackets, the carpenter bees, and the playset, anything like that, and those clover mites, those are all free as well. So it's the premium service with the standard pests that we're doing.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Better Business Bureau, the BBB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have an A+ right now.
Okay.
Because our outdoor service is very thorough.
Okay.
And then the inside, it's just right where it needs to be. You know, we're getting right to the source, and then we're taking care of all those other insects
right
that we
there.
Can. If you guys have an issue in between our treatments, we'll be back for free for you.
Okay.
That's our guarantee.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why, I mean, I haven't talked to them yet. They probably got with us about a year ago, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing the guy there.
Right.
Because I was walking someone else's dog, and of course the dog was barking at the guy.
Oh, really? There you go.
Don't remember the truck either.
Okay. Yeah, so we have been treating a lot of people here.
Okay.
Like I said, we're getting our name out there, and we'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
Okay.
Do you know what time?
I don't want to say that you know, my husband's going to switch over or not. I don't know if you want to come and talk to him tomorrow or
Is
whatever.
He the one that kind of deals with it a little bit more?
Yeah, he does bugs. I don't do grass or bugs.
How do you open this up?
Do you know how much they're charging each time they come out?
See, that's
okay.
I have no idea.
Sure.
I mean, I can talk
no,
to him.
No, yeah,
I'm
gonna be here.
I'm
gonna be here all day today. I can pass back a little bit later and explain it to him.
Okay.
And if he sees that it's of value, I mean, if we are adding on so much more right now, and I have switched quite a few people over from Viking, we would be more than happy to help you guys out here.
Okay.
Would that work?
Yep.
Do you know what time he gets back today?
Yeah, he doesn't get home until 5:30.
Okay, that's fine. What's the address here?
It's 8 Ivy Lane.
8. Okay, so after about 6 o'clock would be better.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to be here till about 9.
Oh,
so
okay.
No problem. Who should I ask for when I come back?
It's Gary.
Gary. And what was your name?
I'm Kelly.
Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a number I can get a hold of in case I get stuck in another home?
It's 359.
359?
3577.
3577. Is that 908?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah.
No, that's okay. Okay. I'll just try and come back. So it's mainly then like the centipedes, the spiders, the carpenter bees, and the mice, right?
The mice and the bees are the carpenter bees are probably our big ones. We're coming.
Okay. I will just come back. I'll try back a little bit later. If I can't, I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right, great.
Kelly, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
You
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah.